Our complicated relationship with change has created a complicated relationship with God?
Yes.
Why? Why is that so?
Because there's another word that is interchangeable with God, and that is change.
Here we go again. Does this ever end, this continual redefining of God?
We're not redefining God. We're actually fully defining God for the first time.
Ah.
Now, I said earlier that God is that which is constantly present and constantly changing, suiting itself to each moment, so that God may be understood in that moment, embraced in that moment, experienced in that moment, and expressed in that moment. I also said that the words God and life were interchangeable. And now what I want to tell you is that life is a process of change. This is why the words God and change are synonymous. Here then comes another shift in your understanding. Yesterday's God was said to be that which never changes. That God has even been called the unmoved mover. So here is the sixth important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. Tomorrow's God is ever-changing.
Boy, you really want the whole paradigm, practically everything we've ever thought about God, to be thrown out, don't you?
Not thrown out, expanded. You've had a limited awareness. It's time to expand your awareness. In a sense, your old idea of God as that which never changes was correct. It was simply incomplete. It did not contemplate or consider that the one thing which never changed about God could be that God is always changing, that this could be the constant. In fact, it is. God is always expanding and becoming. The process of expansion and becoming never ends. It's how life functions. It's how life adapts. And it's how life sustains itself. This process is what you've called evolution.
I hate to tell you this, but there are some things in life that never change.
Nothing in life never changes.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, some things certainly seem to not change.
Name one thing.
All right, the rocks in my garden. I mean, they're there, they've been there for years, but they've not changed a bit. They are inert objects, and they do not change.
Wrong. They move. They change. They're in constant motion. Under a high-intensity microscope, you would see particles constantly in motion, racing at incredible speed relative to their size, spinning their tail. It's their story. It's the story of the rock. All of life is energy in motion. Nothing stands still. Nothing. Not a single thing in the universe is static. All is moving, and movement is change.
Can't some things move and still remain the same?
Not all of the energy in the universe is vibrating at the same speed or frequency, or what you might call the same level of consciousness. Energy that is totally aware of itself moves in faster ways to produce difference. Energy that is not totally aware of itself moves very slowly, producing over and over again nearly the same pattern that existed before, until that pattern alters itself over a very long period of time.
So that's why the rock looks as if it's staying the same while my appearance changes from year to year.
Year to year? Try month to month. Actually, day to day, although those day-to-day changes, like the changes in the rock, are not noticed. Energy systems that vibrate at lower rates of speed are more dependable, more reliable. This is precisely because they produce over and over again the same pattern that existed before, until that pattern alters itself over a very long period of time. It all has to do with levels of self-awareness.
Are you saying that rocks are self-aware?
Everything is self-aware, but levels of self-awareness differ. Highly self-aware energy always seeks to become more self-aware. Once an energy system becomes increasingly aware of itself, it seeks to become more and more self-aware.
How are you going to keep them down on the farm once they have seen Perry?
Exactly. The more you know, the more you want to know. The more you experience, the more you want to experience. This is the nature of life. Life seeks more life through the process of life itself.